You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Everything Is Black and White podcast. It's time for episode 5 of Get in the Bin with me, Andrew Musgrove, and
me, series leader, Sam Mulliner.
And as you can tell, Sam is over the moon because before we bring items to the table for this new episode, I have to, unfortunately, bring you the results from the poll we ran. Thank you to Toon Pools for retweeting it. And it was to decide which item from last week's episode got in the bin. Was it Wembley FA Cup semi-finals or agent fees? And unfortunately, the winner was...
I was as shocked as you were, but it was me. Agent fees got in the bin. I won again to make it 3-1.
52%.
This is why you don't give people the chance to vote.
Well, 52% to 48%, which strikes me alarmingly like...
That's a landslide.
Yeah, is it? What was the Brexit? Is that not what the Brexit vote was? I mean, I don't know.
Yes, it was, which is another example of why people aren't allowed to vote.
Oh, well, I was going to say, that's gone remarkably well. So for everyone who voted in Sam's favour, if it turns out like Brexit, then, you know, you've done a bad thing. But anyway, this is not a political podcast.
Agent fees reform, though. Now, I'm really surprised. Turns out people do want... I mean, I didn't disagree with your premise whatsoever. Finals should be special, but, you know, if we were to win on... Or if we have won on Saturday, hang on, we're recording this on Friday. Newcastle are playing City on
Saturday,
and today is Tuesday. So, you know, have you booked your hotel yet?
I think our listeners have just got confused at the days of the week there with the way you've just described that. I haven't yet. I'm going to wait, you know, until they've beat City, and then I will book the hotel. Look, I'll be down there. I'll enjoy it when they have beaten City. You guys are listening to this on the Tuesday after Saturday, celebrating Newcastle in the semi-final of the FA Cup. And I'll be there. But I still maintain the fact FA Cup semi-final should not be at Wembley. But I've been voted down. You won last week. You are well in the lead. Let's get on to episode 5. Because I think I might have this one in the bag. I was confident last week. I'm slightly more confident this week because I feel my item has actually hurt you. I think you've been impacted by this first item on the table already.
No, it's not ballots, is it?
It's not ballots, no. I'm sure we'll get to that. I mean, you will get to that in episodes to come. No, the item this week I'm going to bring to the table to get in the bin is the cost of replica shirts.
Ah.
Now, I feel with two little ones that you might have already been hurt by this, and this is why you might actually... not even want to hear my reasons for bringing this to the table. You might just say, get it in the bin, because you 100% agree.
Yes, and that's before you even get to my retro shirt collection. I have every shirt, outfield player shirt from... I have every single outfield Newcastle United shirt since 1995, bar one, which I had to sell to pay a gas bill. So if anyone has the fourth kit, the half white, half black one with the Wonga on, who wants to give it me for a very fair price, then I am all ears. And then my collection is back up to 100%.
Well, it's interesting you mention the collection, because I feel like people who don't agree that this should get in the bin might use the value of replica shirts, you know, in 10, 15 years after you've bought them in the first instance. People might say, well, actually, it's an investment in many ways. You know, you pay £70 now and you keep that shirt 20, 30 years, then you could maybe go on and sell it. I mean, you look at these shops that pop up in the shopping centres, and there's various websites. They sell replica shirts for huge amounts of money. So people might use that as a defense, and we'll get into that in a moment. But I'm just going to go into a little bit more detail to why I think the cost of replica shirts should get in the bin. So Newcastle's home shirt this season costs 70 quid. The junior one costs 55 quid. And Newcastle United are not alone. You know, it, when you look at the rest of the Premier League, it's in the same ballpark. Some are much more expensive. Yeah. And Newcastle are kind of down the lower end of it. But I just think £70 is a heck of a lot of money for any football fan to pay. And this, again, this is not a dig at Newcastle. This is just the way it is in the Premier League. I think it's absolutely scandalous, quite frankly. And when you
that's
have a family...
before as well, you even get to Champions League printing, names and yeah. numbers on the back.
The badges, the logos, the I mean, that's even for you adding the shorts and the socks for the little ones or the
I was going to say, you don't buy the shorts and socks.
No,
well.
I don't.
You're not a full kit tinker as well.
Although I did buy this season's socks last week in the sale because I needed some for our Monday night football game, and they were like £2.50. So I was like, well, that's a bargain. I've got them. But no, I don't. But to be fair, I never actually buy the shirt when it first comes out. I always wait until around about now in the season because I know they're going to go down to a much lower price. I mean, you can get them now for £21. And I did get this season's home shirt for £21 last week in the sale. And that's why I always wait, because as much as I like the shirt, and I'll probably do the same with the Adidas design, let's be honest, I mean, we're speculating, but the Adidas price is probably going to be at least the same as the Castor one this season, £70, if not a little bit more. So I'm not going to spend that straight away as much as I predict I'm going to like it. I'm going to wait until it comes down in the sale. And I just think when you've got a family of, you know, two or three, and they're going to want shirts, you know, you're talking the best part of 300, 400 quid by the time you buy everything. And it's just in a cost of living crisis, when football is meant to be the people's game, the working class game, you've got the cost of tickets going through the roof. You know, you've got the cost of your match day food and what have you. And then you throw in the cost of a shirt. That's got to get in the bin. Got to, right? No argument.
No argument. I can only enhance your point, really.
There we go. I've won. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, you don't know what mine is yet. So I think it's going to be whichever one gets in the bin is, well, whichever one is saved from the bin this week is just going to be basically the lesser of two evils. But yeah, it's a tricky one. And like, as we're all looking forward to Adidas as well this summer, you know, we're part of the elite club, you know, range that Adidas will have. So there's every chance we'll have four kits this summer, all at what, 70 quid a pop. Everyone's excited to get Adidas back. It's going to cost an absolute fortune. Like you say, I've got two kids. One is bang into football, my 7-year-old son, and he has all three kits. And my little daughter is three. She has a couple of kits. She's not too fussed, but like, I got them in the sale when we came up last month. But and then I do similar to you. I tend to, because my birthday's sort of by the start of the season-ish, I tend to get bought one, because I get bought from the wife and kids. They just, their modus operandi is, I'll just get him something Newcastle. So that's, I've got everything Newcastle, wallet, mugs, everything. So I tend to get a shirt now, either off them or my mum. But yeah, the other shirts, I do the same as you, and I'll wait till they get cheaper, because otherwise it's ridiculous.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile.
From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
We've just said there that your youngest has got all three this season. So the chart that I'm looking at, putting Newcastle United's junior kit, as I said, is £55 per jersey.
He's got the infant kit. So this will be the last year that he can fit into the infant kit, which comes with the shorts and socks as well. However, this is the home one. So he's got the shorts and socks, but I then got him the Champions League patch, and then he's got his favourite player on the back.
How much was the infant kit? Because I think I've looked at this for my little one, but thankfully, I guess, in a way, when it comes to it, you know, I think that they start at like 2 years old, so you can't actually get them. You can't get a little baby into it. She has got a little baby girl, which again was expensive. But how much were the infant kits? So how much do you think you've spent on your son's, support of Newcastle United in terms of the jersey this season, just to reaffirm the point?
25, probably about 110, 120 quid.
Which is still a lot of money, isn't it, really? And if you do that every season, and obviously, like you say, next season he's going to have to get the bigger size and what have you, it all adds up. And I just think, again, it's not a dig at Newcastle United. You know,
it's just an issue
with football in general. And I get you're a business and you've got to make a profit and you've got to make money. But, you know, it's a big fan of Dragons Den when they go in, they ask for your cost price and then your sale price and your margin. I suspect, you know, if you're selling kits for 70 quid, the cost price is probably, you know, there's a big margin, I would speculate. And I haven't looked at the cost of Arsenal. They're made by Adidas, aren't they? Is Man United made by Adidas as well?
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, so looking at their prices, according to the chart I've got here, I think they're 80 quid for an adult shirt and 55 for a junior. So that gives you maybe a little bit of inkling into where Newcastle United's prices might be next season again.
The thing is as well, like when we were young lads, just first starting out our Newcastle United journey, the shirts would last two seasons. So you would have a new home kit one summer, and then the next summer would be the new away kit.
The granddad collar lasted them two seasons of the entertainers, didn't it?
Correctamundo. And then after that, and then the away kits either side of that was the famous, this colour, red and burgundy and blue horizontal stripes, and then you had the dark blue one with a kind of orangey green stripe with the brown ale on the right hand side halfway down. That was either side of that, and then that then evolved into a new kit every season, and that wasn't up until like early 2000s. But then all of a sudden now, skip forward to current day, it's three kits, maybe even four now, every single summer. It's just so unsustainable. And you just, yes, there's you, like you say, you've got to make money and whatnot, but my word, it doesn't have to take take the mick out of football fans everywhere. And again, this isn't a Newcastle United problem. This is a football business problem. But yeah, it's down to the common man, the common supporter, just to pay for all these things. And yes, they go on sale and whatnot, but still, they're still making. I just don't see the point. £80 for a top.
I suppose they would argue, well, a lot of that will get reinvested back into the club, and that's kind of the price you have to pay with ticket increases as well. That would probably be the argument clubs would make. It was Brentford back in 2021 who made the decision to roll their kit over, which was welcomed, which was maybe a solution to this. And I've got another solution as well to it, which we'll get later on in the show. But I've had my 10 minutes of introduction waffle. So come on then. What's your item you've brought to the table, Sam?
PSR. Very topical. It's getting out of hand.
And what does that stand for, just to be clear?
What do I call it, or what does it stand for? Profit and sustainability rules. It's getting out of hand. This nonsense this week that Leicester, if they come up, they're going to start the season with a points deduction. It's just totally unfair. Obviously, we've had the points deduction for Everton. Forest as well are in a bit of bother. Aston Villa are going to have to sell this summer to keep on top of things. Obviously, we couldn't buy in January to avoid any such problems. And then on the flip side of that, you've got Manchester United who this week announced an operating loss of, what, £600-700 million? And they can just do whatever they want. The system is so flawed, it's not even funny anymore. It's an absolute joke. And you would think, I'll stick with the most recent story, with it being Leicester City. At what point, all right, they won the league on a shoestring, and then after that, they sold some players, they bought some players in. At no point would I have called their spending excessive. At no point. And considering the players they've had to sell, obviously Vardy is stuck there through thick and thin, but maybe not so much recently, but they've sold Mahrez and Kante for huge, huge sums of money. Danny Drinkwater and all that side got broken up. And yes, they've spent a bit of money reinvested and evolving the squad. Obviously, it all went to pot last season, and then they got a good fee for Harvey Barnes, a very good fee for Harvey Barnes, actually. Probably a bit more than I would have paid for him. But yeah, their spending's not excessive, and yet they're going to start next season with a points deduction. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it doesn't seem fair. So we've got a bit of an explanation here to what PSR is. And every Premier League team can have made a loss no greater than £105 million across the previous three seasons, and the clubs can only lose £15 million of their own money across those 3 years. Now, some would argue, Sam, having rules to make spending sustainable is a good thing. But then I guess the argument is it's only a good thing if it's balanced and fair throughout the league. And I guess the issue at the moment is a lot of people view the rules as a way to protect the so-called top six.
Yeah, that is, because who are they protecting at the moment? They're not enabling clubs. I mean, long gone are the days now. It's not common anymore for clubs to be run by, the local businessmen. Your Jack Walkers, Sir John Alls and whatnot. It's not that way anymore. You've got Manchester United running up close to £1 billion in debt, allowed to spend whatever they want, whenever they want, on whoever they want. And then if you want to bring that back to Newcastle United, our owners are never going to be in debt ever. And Newcastle couldn't invest at all in January. It is protected. It's supposed to make the league more competitive, but it's just not. It's making it having the complete opposite effect. You're penalising clubs for having a go. Villa, I cannot stand Aston Villa, but I'm going to defend them a little bit because they've had a go. And they're going to make Champions League this season. and they're still going to have to sell a Douglas Luiz or someone of that ilk to avoid points deductions and allow them to reinvest. You know, we had to sell St. Maximin. I'd have loved to have seen Alan St. Maximin in the Champions League full throttle this season, but we had to sell him so we could get, all right, we invested it well in Livramento, and, you know, Harvey Barnes has been a bit frustrating and maybe we overpaid a little bit, but, you know, he's still a player of great potential. And Lewis Hall and whatnot, delaying a, you know, the fee we paid for him. It's just clubs are being kind of creative with clauses and payment plans, but it's just, they're just making rods for their own backs. It's absolutely, the rule is absolutely disgusting.
There have been talks in the last week or so with the Premier League releasing a statement about the finances of clubs and what they can spend. And it said that it was developing and implementing a new league-wide system to kind of, I guess, help in one for better phrase, although a lot of people haven't taken this statement as something that's going to help those clubs like Newcastle and Aston Villa. Essentially, what we think is going to happen is that squads will be, the spending on squads will be limited to a percentage of a club's revenue. Currently,
but then UEFA, who does that protect again?
Currently, a similar ratio system is currently being phased in by UEFA, with teams restricted to spending no more than 70% of their revenue on transfers, wages, and agent fees. Now, someone thinks that's a good idea and it might make it a little bit fairer, but actually, I think a lot of people actually just think it's just going to protect the top six. Yeah. And Kieran Maguire, you know, the well-known football finance expert, did a big table about this, and he spoke about how it would impact the spending of Premier League teams in the years to come. And he said that aspirational clubs with owners wanting to spend, and he specifically said Newcastle and Villa as an example, would struggle with the changes that might come in. Do you agree?
You just, all it is further protecting the kind of so-called, I mean, I wouldn't even say the big six, because I don't class Tottenham as any bigger than us, to be honest. It's just, they're not. But like, just because Man United have everything under the sun sponsored, the training ground sponsored, the training kit is sponsored, everything has a sponsor. The whole thing just stinks. It really does. You're penalising Nottingham Forest for having a go. They're trying to stay in the Premier League. You know, they're having a go. Their owners not borrowing and not getting into debt for this to happen. They're trying to have a go. Same with Villa. Villa's owners are very, very wealthy indeed. They're having a go. They've gone all out to get Champions League. They're gonna do it as well. How I wish they wouldn't, but they're gonna.
What would you do? What would the solution be, Sam? What
I don't know, because the thing is, you missed the boat. Like, I was at Chelsea, the Chelsea game last Monday, and they very proudly say we're the only London team to win it all. Well, yes, because you're the only London team to have that first big takeover of oil-rich money, where you can spend whatever you want, whenever you want, and you're not penalised for it. Same with Man City. They can fiddle their sponsorship with Etihad and all the Far East sponsors, like, you know, Newcastle are trying to do with Seller and stuff like that. And I get that. Chelsea have gone over to Saudi cap in hand asking for sponsorship. Could you imagine if that was Newcastle? The absolute uproar that would create, and the Premier League will have an emergency meeting, and they would put a stop to it like that, like they did when the takeover first happened. First transfer window, what happened? They all got together and put a stop to the potential new sponsorships that Newcastle United could have. The whole thing absolutely stinks, even more so than the agents' fees last week. And it is, I'm sorry to say for you, It's a more important thing than the kit issue.
You see, though, I don't know if it is to the average man and woman who supports their club. And I get what you, why you would say that, because ultimately the PSR stops clubs becoming competitive and stop clubs going up the league and becoming title challengers, et cetera, or at least in the long term, it delays that becoming an instant reality. I get that. But I think to the average man and woman who just wants to buy the kit for their kids, for themselves, when they get the till and it's 300, 400 quid, then that is the difference between a mortgage payment and giving the kids what they want. And, you know,
Can I have your mortgage payments then, please?
Well, back before Liz Truss crashed the economy anyway. But the point being that, I think the cost of kits and what have you does matter to a lot of people, and maybe more than, you know, a club being restricted and spending millions and millions of pounds on players and becoming, you know, a real competitive side, although everyone would obviously want to see that. My solution, I think there needs to be a price cap on replica kits.
Yeah, price cap, yeah.
I think every Premier League club should agree.
Or you just wait until you can afford it. It's as simple as that. They all go on sale at some point. You just don't buy it when it's...
Yes. I mean, that is the point. You know, you don't spend outside of your means. But also, I mean, one of the reasons you can't afford it, you know, is because it's so expensive. And I think there should be a price cap. I think all Premier League clubs should agree to replica kits being the same price across the whole entire board. It doesn't matter who it's made by, Adidas, Nike, Castor. It doesn't matter. Each replica kit in the Premier League.
Diodora, Joma.
And it's showing your age now. Every replica kit should cost the same amount of money. And the Premier League should agree to that and make it affordable, make it accessible to the people who this game is meant to be for, because it's just another element of the game that's been priced, that people are being priced out of.
Le Coq Sportif. Sorry, I'm just thinking of kit manufacturers now. You've started me on something.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I think people would rather their team have a go and be able to, because otherwise, like Newcastle, have one good season, then you're paying the price for the season after. Villa, probably it's going to happen to them next season.
I'm sorry. The suggestion there that is, if Alan St. Maximin was here this season, it wouldn't be as bad? Because you are wrong with that suggestion, in my opinion.
I'd sooner have Alan St. Maximin back than Almiron.
Nah, we're not getting in. I mean, that is... What?
There have been a couple of... Yeah, but you're banking on, some maximum being fit, which you just can't anyway. So it's a kind of a moot point.
Alan St. Maximin in flashes was brilliant, but he was very inconsistent. And I'd take Almiron over him every single day. I would improve on who comes in next, because we need an improvement on that right wing. We need someone who's more consistent than Almiron. But for me,
I've told you who it should be. I've told anyone who will listen.
Almiron is a bigger asset to this club than Alan St. Maximin, in my view. Better for the team, the way they set up and play.
Which is exactly why PSR needs to get in the bin, so we can actually have someone that's actually going to get the best out of Isak, and we can be more competitive and more on a more sustainable basis. And do you know what really bugs me, which I haven't even mentioned yet about PSR? It encourages clubs to sell homegrown players, which for the past 20 years, at least, clubs have been made to kind of cherish homegrown players. They need to have a quota of homegrown players. They need proper academies and which is something we haven't had for quite some time. And that's just all seems to have gone to pot now with this PSR. Clubs are selling their homegrown players to maximise their profit. And it's just, I don't know, it's all, but I think it's all a bit sad.
No, I agree. That is sad, and you know, clubs are looking to make as much money as possible, and it is sad when you see Wolves having to sell their best players or teams who are, you know, one season.
Wolves owners are exorbitantly rich as well, and are in no danger of getting into debt. Again, it just makes no sense that you're just clipping the heels of every kind of non big six club that's just remotely threatening to them. Because remember when Wolves came up absolutely flying, seventh place finish, was it, got into Europe and then completely tailed off, and it's all gone to pot for them since. Gary Neil's doing a great job at rebuilding, but it's set them back years.
Yeah, it has. And that's a real sign of just, I agree, why things need to change, because it's restricting the smaller clubs from becoming bigger and better. And
I don't know how much we can spend in the summer. What, like, you know?
Well, the Adidas.
Do we have to sell?
The Adidas deal and the, you know, the seller deal and the Champions League money will all help. I suspect they may have to sell one first team player. It has been hinted that that's going to happen, and that doesn't. So
the man behind you there, Bruno Guimaraes, which everyone knows has a release clause of 100 million, which for me is too cheap.
Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a Bruno or an Isak. You know, it could be a homegrown player like Sean Longstaff, for example. You know, if you've got 20 million for Sean Longstaff, that's all profit. You know, that's where they'll be looking. Maybe it boosting the funds. Again, not saying it's going to be Sean Longstaff, but it doesn't necessarily mean, when Darwin Eales kind of said they have to sell, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be one of the star players.
But it will be.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I don't think they'll actively be pushing for clubs to go after Bruno or Isak. It's more likely, will they be pushing to go if Newcastle don't qualify for Europe? It's probably more of the threat. But that's a topic for another episode. Persuade me then, before I persuade you, that your item deserves to get in the bin.
The whole system of PSR just stinks. It's making the Premier League a closed shop. It's just enhancing the point that you're never going to have a Blackburn Rovers ever again. You're not going to have a Leicester. It's making it impossible for us to challenge. It's doing nothing to enhance the Premier League. It's gonna look, the man behind you, you've got on your green screen, Bruno, should be staying with us for 5-10 years. But the chances are he's gonna have to go, and one of these other teams that can just stick two fingers up to these rules, like your Man Uniteds and your Man Cities, Chelsea's, whatever, can come in, pay his release clause, no F's given, and then we have to rebuild, and it sets us two steps. You take one step forward for two steps back. It's just, the whole thing is stinks, it's dirty, so that needs to be eradicated from all of football. If you don't want to buy the kit, don't buy the kit. If you do want to buy the kit, save for it, or wait till it goes on sale. You don't have to have the kit. No, I don't judge someone going to a game because they haven't got the latest kit on. It doesn't matter. You're still just as much as a fan, whether you've got the shirt or not. It doesn't matter. You know, it's a wider issue that needs to be sorted. I don't disagree that they are too expensive, your shirts. They are. But this PSR is way more important.
We're going to move on from that, and I'm going to try and persuade you that the replica kits should get in the bin, although I think it's going to be a very difficult one to do.
We'll be going for another vote.
Yeah. Do you know, no, I'm very passionate about this. I think there should be a price cap on kits. I think they should be made accessible and affordable from the word go right at the start of the season, because football is already so expensive to follow as an individual, as a family. And I get what you say, you know, go out and buy the kit if you can afford it. But then you might say, well, go out and buy a player if you can afford it. You know, it's just different levels, isn't it?
Yeah, but you don't get penalised for then buying the kit, do you? You don't get sent to prison for buying the kit.
go into your own draft and pay interest. But I get the point. I think they're too expensive. A change needs to happen. However, I'm going to hand it to you because...
Oh, wow.
Reluctantly, because I get what you're saying, and it is, again, I mean, both are big footballing issues, but one's minuscule compared to the other. But as I argued earlier in the show, actually, to some, I think the shirts will matter more. But in terms of Newcastle becoming a competitive football club, in terms of the likes of Wolves, Aston Villa, West Ham, yeah, you know, the Premier League would be better off when you've got seven or eight clubs fighting for a title as opposed to the same three or four every season. So reluctantly...
Three or four is pushing it as well.
Two or three. I do think my point is an important point, and I think had it gone up against maybe even agent fees, it might have won. Who knows? But I will hand the victory to you this season. I will back your point. PSR can get in the bin this week.
Well, that's very magnanimous of you, thank you. But I would have been tempted to put it to the voting in the hope that it was 50-50 and they could both.
I've already said it now.
You've already given it me, so let's not get bogged down in what could have happened. That's what has happened, 4-1. But at the end of the day, like, you know, as someone who has loads of kits, too many kits, my wife says. But it's something that's going to be passed down to my lad. And yes, it's ridiculous how much, and that's before you even like come to the cost of your season ticket, whether you pay it every year or a monthly, or your membership fees, which doesn't even guarantee you to get into a game. That's what, 60 quid for me and my lad this season. And, you know, we've not got one ticket through the ballot.
Save it. Don't waste it.
It's coming. It's coming, believe me. It's coming. I might wait till just we get to close to the end of the season, see if I can go all season without getting one through the ballot. Thank God I have friends with season tickets who don't go to every game, is all I can say. But yeah, the shirts is an important point, and I would love to save a bit of money.
Are they investments? I mean, you've got your collection there. I mean, you've said you've sold one to help with the utility. Bill, I mean, some would say, well, yeah, it's an investment. You could sell them for quite a bit of money down the years.
Some you can. Others aren't really worth much. But it depends. It depends on, like, the designs and how popular they are and how rare they are. And, like, if you've got some old goalkeeper ones, which I used to have all the goalkeeper ones, being a goalkeeper in my youth. But my mum gave them away to a charity shop.
Yeah, my mum did that as well.
On eBay and these shirts now, and they're going for three figures. And I had loads of them, and I never let her forget it. And I will continue to push the point because I want her to feel bad about it. Shirts are, like, if you've got a good quality, the classic one. And the one after that, like the old Adidas one, some of them are just worth easily in three figures. You go to one of these shops that you've mentioned, I've been to the one in London, they go for crazy amounts. So some could be worth deemed as investments, but not all.
Yeah. Well, anyway, PSR is the item that has got in the bin this week. This has been episode 5 of Get in the Bin with me, Andrew Musgrove, and Sam Mulner. Watch out next week for episode 6. Thank you, as always, for joining us. Head over to chroniclelive.co.uk for all the latest Newcastle United news. For me and Sam, we'll catch you next week.